From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is set to testify in a public hearing Tuesday, with members of a Senate panel likely to ask him about his contacts with the Russian ambassador and his involvement in the firing of the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The Senate Intelligence Committee hearing is the latest step in multiple ongoing investigations into Russian meddling in last year's U.S. presidential election. Sessions recused himself from the FBI's investigation in March after acknowledging he had spoken twice with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak in the months before the November vote. During his confirmation hearing in January, Sessions said he had not met with any Russians during the campaign. The Justice Department said the conversations were part of Sessions' job as a senator. His testimony comes less than a week after James Comey, the fired FBI director, said during his own appearance before the Senate Intelligence Committee that he felt Mr. Trump had gone against the normal separation of criminal investigations from White House oversight by directing him to end the investigation into Russia's activities. A group of U.S. senators has agreed on legislation to strengthen sanctions against Russia. That includes a provision that would require congressional review if the White House relaxed, suspended, or terminated sanctions already in place. The bipartisan agreement comes in the form of an amendment to legislation that Senate is already considering on sanctions for Iran. The bill is expected to have strong support when it goes before the full Senate and would have to then pass in the House of Representatives and signed by President Donald Trump. The measure would strengthen existing sanctions targeting Russian energy projects while imposing new sanctions. This is VOA News. A second U.S. federal court has voted to uphold a block on President Donald Trump's executive order restricting travel from six mostly Muslim countries. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled unanimously against Mr. Trump's temporary ban on the grounds that the president overstepped his authority when he issued his March 2nd executive order. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the administration is still pushing for its implementation, even if that means going above the circuit court.
I think we can all attest that these are very dangerous times, and we need every available tool at our disposal to prevent terrorists from entering the United States and committing acts of bloodshed and violence. We continue to be confident that the president's executive order to protect this country is fully lawful and ultimately will be upheld by the Supreme Court.
Monday's decision echoes a previous ruling by the Virginia-based 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which on May 25th upheld a Maryland judge's ruling blocking parts of the order. The State Department, which oversees in part the early stages of refugee admission to the United States, said last week that it would be processing refugee applications under the original cap for the fiscal year rather than under the significantly reduced numbers set by Mr. Trump's executive order. Heavy rains have triggered landslides in Bangladesh that killed at least 43 people. Officials warned Tuesday the death toll could rise as rescuers reach more areas of the hilly districts in the southeastern part of the country. The mud buried homes after the rains started Monday. Last month, the cyclone killed 7 people and damaged tens of thousands of homes in southern Bangladesh. NBA star Dennis Rodman is making a surprise return to North Korea. Surrounded by reporters, Rodman was asked about his intent.
Well, are you here just as a private citizen? Have you spoken to President Trump at all?
Well, I'm pretty sure he's pretty much happy at the fact that I'm over here trying to accomplish something that we both need.
And what are you trying to accomplish, then?
It's going to open the door. That's it.
Asked about detained Americans there, Rodman told reporters he thinks he can make something happen. 4 Americans are currently being held in North Korea. The 56-year-old former basketball star has visited North Korea at least 4 times and developed a friendship with its young leader, Kim Jong-un, who is an avid NBA fan. And the Golden State Warriors won their second National Basketball Association championship in 3 years Monday night with a 129-120 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Warriors forward Kevin Durant scored 39 points in Game 5 of the best-of-7 series on his way to being named NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.